Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hi and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for our business lesson this month. It's called Location, Location, Location. Yes, three times location. That means it must be pretty important where your business is, what the location is. Well, what does make a business good or bad? Or what location is good or bad for a business? Carolyn, what do you think?
Well, I think it's very important that people can find your business easily. Mm-hmm. If it's around a corner, behind another building, it could be very difficult to find. So you want to have a place of business that is easy for people to get to.
All right, you want it to be easy for people to get to your business. What else could be good about a good location? Well, maybe a bad location is somewhere that is around other stores that you don't really want to go. Or maybe it's in a dangerous neighborhood. You don't want to go to a business in a dangerous neighborhood. So if you have a business, think about these things. And of course, we have to learn a lot more in today's lesson. Let's get started.
Location, location, location. Choosing the right location can be the most important decision a business makes. Business is great. Ben and Sandy Johnson's new company is doing well, and they are thinking about moving the business to a new location.
Hi, Ben. How's Sandy?
She's great, Uncle Bob.
And the business?
It's actually going very well. We've had a surge of new customers, and we're thinking about moving to a new office.
That's great news, Ben. Where?
We're looking at a bunch of locations, but we haven't decided on one yet.
Choosing a location is the most important decision many businesses ever make.
I know the right location can make or break a business. But it can't be that hard to find a good spot.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Location, location, location. In this month's business startup article, we're learning why location is something important to think about when running a business. Before we begin, here are the key words. Surge. Surge is a noun. The restaurant received a surge of orders a half hour ago, so the kitchen is very busy. Make or break. Make or break is an idiom. This season will make or break the baseball team. Accessibility. Accessibility is a noun. They have done a lot of work on the accessibility of the restrooms. Relocate. Relocate is a verb. My family is hoping to relocate to a different city next year. Sounds interesting. Let's begin.
All right, we're enjoying this conversation between Uncle Bob and Ben. At the very beginning of our lesson, we see a sentence, choosing the right location can be the most important decision a business makes. So it seems like it's a pretty important decision.
But there are many important decisions that businesses have to make, mm-hmm. and that is what we are talking about in this series about Ben and his Uncle Bob.
That's right. Well, we see another thing. Business is great. We found out about Ben and Sandy. Ben and Sandy Johnson's new company is doing well, and they are thinking about moving the business to a new location. All right, that's what today's lesson is all about, moving their business. So let's get started with this conversation. Would you rather be Uncle Bob or Ben, Carolyn?
I would like to be Ben today, thank you.
All right, good. Uncle Bob, Hi, Ben. How's Sandy?
She's great.
And the business?
It's actually going very well. We've had a surge of new customers. And we're thinking about moving to a new office.
Well, this is a very nice conversation so far. And we've got a great keyword right there in Ben's line. He said surge, a surge of new customers. A surge of something is when something comes in greater power or more numbers. A surge.
Right. So here he has had an increase in customers. Mm-hmm. And usually I think of a surge as something that happens very quickly. So you might have a surge in production. Mm-hmm. You get things done very quickly and you're able to do lots of things in that time.
That's right. And then you go back to your normal pace sometimes. Or maybe there's a surge in electricity. Maybe there's such a great surge that the power goes out. It was too much to handle. There are different ways to use this word, and Ben is talking about a surge of new customers. That is great for business.
It is great for business, and we see that he's thinking about moving to a new office. If you have a lot of customers, you should think about your location. You might need to change.
And so Uncle Bob continues by asking, "That's great news, Ben. Where?"
We're looking at a bunch of locations, but we haven't decided on one yet.
Ah, yes, of course, it can be difficult to decide. Well, there's a word in that sentence, bunch. A bunch means several, or maybe even handful. You saw that word handful earlier in this month, and a bunch could also be described as many, several, some, or a handful.
That's right. Well, they are looking at a bunch of different locations, many locations, and they haven't made a decision where they want to go yet.
All right. Well, Uncle Bob says, choosing a location is the most important decision many businesses ever make. Well, this is quite interesting, Carolyn.
It is quite interesting. This is one of the most important decisions that a business can make is its location.
Exactly. Well, Uncle Bob says it is the most important decision. If you go back to the top of our lesson, it says the right location can be the most important decision. It's a little bit different. It seems like Uncle Bob has an opinion here. Maybe it's not exactly correct. Maybe there are other important decisions, but it can be the most important decision.
That's true. We've talked about financing your business and the importance of timing when you decide to have a loan. Mm-hmm. Take out a business loan. That is also a very important decision that a business can make.
Okay, so choosing a location is important. And how does Ben continue this conversation?
Oh, well, he says, I know the right location can make or break a business, but it can't be that hard to find a good spot.
All right, a great sentence, a great line. Let's take a look at some of those words there. Make or break. This is great or bad. If something makes your business, that means it makes it really good for your business. If something breaks your business, that means it's not good for business at all.
That's right. So it can make or break your business. You might also say it makes or breaks the deal. Mm-hmm. If you want to make an agreement with something, there might be one certain condition, one thing that has to be done that makes or breaks it.
All right. What else can be made or broken? Well, maybe you have a show coming up and you need to do really well. You might say this performance will either make or break my acting career. I hope it makes my acting career. Well, we see another phrase in this sentence. It can't be that hard to find a good spot. What does he mean by that?
Well, it means that he doesn't think it will be too difficult to find a good location. It should be pretty easy to find a place that is convenient for him and the other people that want to come to his office.
That's right. Well, you could use that phrase in some other ways, too. It can't be that hard to do something. You think math is difficult? It can't be that hard to solve your math problem. That means I don't think it's that hard. There are other ways to use that phrase.
That's right, and he says a good spot. And here we're just talking about the location. Mm-hmm. Spot here means where he is going to locate his business. Well, now it's time for us to learn something else with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 search 这不可数名词。search 是指激增、急速上升或者是突飞猛进。例如 ,as the temperature drops, you can see a new surge in flu cases. 温度一降低，你就可以看见流感的案例再次激增。Surge 也可以当动词，例如 ,the company's stock price surged last season because of its sales growth. 这家公司因为业绩增长，股票上一季急升。其实我们看 make or break 这个成语 ,make or break something or someone 是指造成某个对象的成功或失败。例如 ,marketing strategies can make or break a product. 行销的策略可以决定一个商品的成败。或者是 ,the outcome of a movie can make or break the director. 一部电影的结果可以决定这个导演的成败。
Location, location, location. That is what we are talking about in our business article today. Ben and Sandy Johnson have had some success in their company. There has been a surge of new customers. So now Ben is talking to his Uncle Bob about some advice on the location of his business because they are thinking of moving their office. We have a lot more to learn from Ben and his uncle in the next section of our reading today.
Location, location, location.
There might be a lot more to it than you think.
What do you mean?
Well, most businesses choose their location based on accessibility.
That makes sense. You need lots of customers for your business to grow.
That's true, but there is more to it than that.
Like what?
You don't just need to relocate to a spot near people. You need to find a place near the right types of people.
I guess that is true. What's the point of being surrounded by people if they aren't interested in your products?
Right.
Well, do you remember before the break, Ben said it can't be that hard to find a good spot. Here is Uncle Bob's response to that. There might be a lot more to it than you think.
Oh, so it sounds like Ben might need to consider some other things if there's a lot more to it. And that is a really great phrase that Liz wants to tell us about in the Grammar Gym.
Hi, dear friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our business startup article today, we find this statement. There might be a lot more to it than you think. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase, a lot more to it. This is a common expression that native speakers use to let people know that something is not so simple. If you want to tell someone thatsomething is more complicated than they think, then you can use a lot more to it. For example, fixing this machine was tricky. There's a lot more to it than I thought. Or, becoming a successful actor is not easy at all. There's a lot more to it than most people think. And if you turn to today's grammar tip section, you'll find more examples there. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym.I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, there is more to it than you think. What does Ben say?
Ben says, what do you mean?
Well, most businesses choose their locations based on accessibility.
Oh, based on accessibility, so it needs to be...Accessible. This is a very great word here, accessibility, from our word bank. If something is accessible, then it has accessibility. It means that you can get to it.
That's right, you can get to it. Maybe it's easy to get to if it is accessible. It's in a good spot. Accessibility. Well, you might ask a question, what's the accessibility of the parking lot? You're considering buying an apartment or renting an apartment, and you wonder, what's the accessibility of the parking lot? I need to park my car somewhere close by.
That's right. You could also use it around the office. The accessibility of important files is really, really good to know. Oh, where did I put that file? I can't find it. I need to access it quickly, so I will organize it by putting it in this cabinet for easy accessibility.
Actually, that's a great point. If you are a messy or sloppy person, maybe it's a good idea to organize your things so that things can be more easily accessed. There is good accessibility to the things that you need. So, Uncle Bob thinks that this is important. Most businesses choose their locations based on accessibility. Again, we see that phrase, based on. If something is based on something, that means it's because of something.
That's right. And Ben responds, that makes sense. You need lots of customers for your business to grow.
Well, hold on a second. That makes sense. Ben agrees with Uncle Bob, and that's a great phrase to know. That makes sense. If someone says something to you, maybe you didn't really think about it before, but you agree. You can say, hey, that makes sense. How might you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, it's true. When you agree with something that someone is explaining to you, oh, really? I didn't think of that before, but that really makes sense.
That makes sense. And of course, Ben says that here. That makes sense. You need lots of customers for your business to grow. Of course, a business needs customers. Here's what Uncle Bob says. That's true, but there's more to it than that. Wait, he's repeating something that he said before, Carolyn.
Yes, he is. That's true. And that makes sense. That is true. But there's more to it. So there are still things that his nephew needs to think about. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to it than just finding a good spot. And there's a lot more to it than just customers.
Well, we have more to our lesson. Right now we're going to enjoy some time with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
If you were to go through this month's business lesson and count all the words that have the TH sound, you'd find around 50 of them.
Now, we know that more than half of those are function words, like the article the and pronouns like them and they. But still, those 50 words make up over 12% of the entire dialogue. That's one out of every 8 words.
Which tells us if we want to be proficient in speaking English, we must come to grips with the tricky TH sound.
Yes, for many English language learners, pronouncing the TH sound is not easy. So, often a word like thinking turns into sinking, and that turns into dat.
To speak a language fluently, you need accuracy, and accuracy comes through practice. How should we practice?
Well, here's a tip. Go home and practice speaking English in front of a mirror.
Also, read something out loud. Whenever you meet a word with the TH sound, say it by sticking your tongue between your teeth, just enough so that you can see it.
Great. Now, soon you'll be making the TH sound perfectly without even thinking about it.
你会不会把 thinking 思想说成 sinking 沉到水里? 若是会的话，你就得多练习 th 的发音。在英文里头，要用 th 发音的字占了大约 12%，所以要把英文讲的标准绝不能忽视 th 的发音。一个好的方法就是在镜子面前练习，只要有 th 的地方，就将舌头稍微伸出来，放在上排牙齿的下方。 Thinking. Thank you. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见.
Well, before the Information Cloud, Uncle Bob says, but there's more to it than that. How do we continue?
Well, Ben responds, like what?
You don't just need to relocate to a spot near people. You need to find a place near the right types of people, Ben.
Oh, so I need to relocate near the right types of people. And we see this word here, relocate. And that is a key word today. If you relocate, then you move somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You change your position. Have you ever relocated, Gabe?
Well, yes, I have relocated. I am relocating right now to stand right next to you. And then I'm going to relocate again to stand where I was standing.
Well, that is one way to use the word relocate, but I usually think of it as a bit of a bigger move. Mm-hmm. So maybe you live in the city and you decide to relocate to the countryside, or you relocate to a different city altogether.
That's right. And so you want to relocate. If you're a business, you want to relocate to be around the right types of people. And I know some businesses, especially some restaurants, who have relocated. They were in areas that not many people walked through. But now, my favorite La Mian restaurant is no longer in my neighborhood. It's in another neighborhood because there are more people that will go to that restaurant. And now the business is doing great, all because they relocated.
So they relocated to an area with the right types of people, not just an area with a lot of people living there. Well, Ben continues, I guess that is true. What's the point of being surrounded by people if they aren't interested in your products?
Right. Very good. One word to end that conversation. Right. But wait a minute, what kind of a question was that, and what kind of an answer is that? Ben says, what's the point of being surrounded by people if they aren't interested in your products? That's called a rhetorical question. Maybe there doesn't need to be an answer, yes or no, and Uncle Bob understands that.
So he simply responds with the word, right. What you said was correct, mm-hmm. and I don't have much else to add.
All right. Right. Well, it's time for us to continue by learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 accessibility 这个不可数名词。 它的形容词是 accessible, A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-L-E, 意思是指易接近的或者是可得到的。 所以名词 accessibility 是指易接近或者是便利性。 例如, the easy accessibility of this department store contributes to its success. 这家百货公司的交通便利性让它的生意非常的成功。最后我们看relocate 这个动词, RE这个字首再一次的意思, locate 是指建立或者是定位于某处, 所以relocate 是指迁移或者是重新安置。 例如, because of the earthquake, thousands of people were relocated. 由于地震的缘故,上千名民众都被安置到别处。 或者是, Anna left her job because the company relocated. 因为公司搬迁, Anna就离职了。 And it's time to go back to our teachers now.
Well, we're talking all about location and how important it is for a business. Well, I do wonder what kind of business you would like to start, if you have not yet started one. And where would you locate that business, Carolyn?
Well, I think that I might start a bakery if I were to start a business. I love to bake. And probably a good location for a bakery is a place near other shops that I can get my baking supplies easily.
That's a good idea. I think for me, I love sauces. I think that sauces can really make food taste delicious. I might start a sauce business where I just sell all kinds of sauce. And it would be in an area where lots of people live, so they can buy my sauces, take them home, and cook with them. Well, location is important. Where would you put your business? Thank you for joining us today. And of course, we have more to learn from Ben and his Uncle Bob next time, right here at Studio Classroom. See you then.
See you.
In our last episode, Sherry was about to reveal to Feng Yi a secret kept hidden by her mother. Listen in as we find out what the secret is.
Well, In the 1970s, my mom was teaching at Morristown Academy in Taichung. It was there she met a man named Winston Lin, and they fell deeply in love.
Oh, a love story! My favorite! Go on.
Well, they met after my mother gave a speech at the Taichung Toastmasters Club. Winston was president of the club, and he was so impressed by her speech that he invited her to be on their committee. Even at this first meeting, my mother felt a strong attraction between the two of them.
How romantic!
During the next year, they worked closely together on several club projects. They discovered that, apart from their mutual interest in public speaking, they had many other common interests, too. Taking a pedicab to go shopping at the night market together was great fun, and they both loved cycling.
Where did they go when they went cycling?
I remember my mom saying they often rode their bikes out to the tea plantations in the surrounding hills. She just loved the beautiful pineapple groves and banana trees.
I know things have changed quite a bit, but if you look out the train window now, you can still see some pineapple groves and banana plantations.
Wow, I see them! You know, traveling here in Taiwan is really making my mom's story come to life for me.
Could your mother speak Chinese?
She learned Chinese quickly after spending so much time with Winston. It wasn't long before they fell in love and decided to get married.
Ah, isn't love romantic?
But there was a big problem.
Will this love story have a happy ending? Be sure to join us next time for more of our adventure in The Stranger.